Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
And thanks for the introduction. Special thanks to Gene Huving and those involved with the And Now conference that brought us here. Very nice of them to set up this evening. So I really appreciate it. Gives me an opportunity to read with a musician whose work I've followed for decades and whom I very much admire. So we finally got a chance to do something together. So I'm looking forward to it. Let me put this bag down and I'll be right back. I'm going to be reading some very recent poems. And so as Rahsaan Roland Kirk once said, so I'll be hitting and missing. But you know, you have to read stuff for the first time at some time. And this will be it. So these are poems written within the last few weeks, which has its appeal. But bear with us. Marty, you want to say anything? Next, we came upon a field of hormonal suasion, aura given each thing and everything by its impending end. Late lights, vernacular angels congregated, motes caught in front of the setting sun. Lone coast lay far to the west, way west of all the pine and all the kudzu. Dark woods lit by a gleam at the backs of our heads, what might have been a speck of coal burning, ember all there was of what was fire otherwise. A low-grade star we came to see it as. My shoulder popped as if I reached for it, cartilage and gristle, what there was to it of all there was to it, a wariness come as if to roost. We stood pat, advocates of the occluded, something seen in a face but a phantom, alterity's traffic it seemed, notwithstanding, the charade visibility was. I walked in the dark, as did we all, bitten by the anima mundi's eye tooth, what said affliction Sophronia warned us of. Our low-grade star was what was left of the sandalwood cone, Zvia lit, aromatic waft we drew pictures from, eked out amenity, such as it was, at large in the dark, Gnostic intimation only flared nostrils knew. So it unfolded, or began to unfold, borderline uric musk of Neroli, another demoted star. So it unfolded, or began to unfold, aromatic wood. Up our noses, retrograde star in the dark. One would know her by her tracks and by only the most fleeting glimpse. One had heard her say, or heard it said, such had been her boast. One might know her by her perfume carried on the air. One had also heard her say, or heard it said, such had been her boast. One might put one's nose to the small of her back, the aroma there, where one's tongue had been, the lone amenity left. So went the song of the scent of the beloved we'd heard without listening. The dark woods where not listening left us, a lesson to be gotten there. So went the far side of the song of the scent of the beloved gone beyond itself, beyond retrieval, and as well, beyond relinquishment. We stood listening at last. The song of the scent of the beloved pervaded the woods we stood in. It wasn't the scent, but the song, the scent lost in listening, scent so missed we'd have better, not listening, been lost. Zavia snuffed out an incense cone and began to draw with its charcoal tip. A celestial convergence of scenario and scent, rearisen star. The contours of her beloved's buttocks came up first on the pad she drew on. Ass cleft redolent of recondite fade, smudge more emotive than line, what stopped where. What it was actions were more gesture than action, ritual than story. Story had come before and might come again were the alignments right. Moot, albeit that would be where smudge was what emoted, what mattered. Could it be the woods were our beloved, I was wondering. The lungs of the planet, Huff taught us to think of them as. Could it be to breathe was to partake of their bouquet, rustic though it was, an attar as of yore, looked at so. To look was to listen and see, scent beyond hearing but heard, so surrounded we were, synesthetes of a kind, and at the same time, not. No one sensory mode sufficed. No one sense was enough. Such were the terms of the beloved we were to infer, of the woods we were in, or whose woods we were in. What difference were there one? Not much. To be was not to have, was the beloved's lesson. Waft a reminder, one had what one wasn't. Aromatic whiff, never to be held on to. Realm of the fleeting gift, fugitive scent. So many were now stepping off the planet. We wondered who'd be next, which of us it might be. The woods, which were the array of the beloved, Raymond bearing the scent of the beloved, breathing not a word. Could it be the song of the scent of the beloved, we wondered, had bid the world of the body goodbye? All too intangible, Aja complained, an aerial tangency, a tease. She was deep into the cups we had come to know thinking to be. Coral aside inside, coral aside. Never not close upon lament. Close as a lover's neck and bosoms, close aromas, intimacy, come to naught. A strain or a wrinkle in the air, she went on, a striving, an urgency, at best. Her voice faded, the woods overt accoutrement, long without a way to be made whole. Perfume, the waft worn as cover, see through scent what cover where there was none. In the House of Congress, the woods also were, we were congregants, intent on a quorum of the whole, fragment precluded, it all kept holding tight. Such as we were such, Itamar would say later, dry heat suffusing the woods, moist earth underfoot. Nub's new landlord had put out a bounty on every leaf, every needle. Not a tree we walked by didn't tremble, lamb-like the breath of the beloved gone forth. The song of the scent of the beloved was a song we could hear without listening. A song that when listening we couldn't hear. Song and scent were the same, taken in without undue attention. The beloved neither gesture nor action quite reached. They were a raspy intake of air that was all haptic, a low extended intake. Breathless intake, an ingested gulp, no diaphragm. Were they a dance, no floor. Thank you. All the birds had called a conference. They were on their phones in a conference call. Awake, chattering no matter the leaves, lullaby. They had left tracks in the dirt we called writing, by which we meant song was the same as ongoingness, not what was, but what carried. They met on bent boughs in the woods of the beloved, or the woods that were the beloved, loath of late to say which. Being loath was what being a bird again meant. Into its mystic circularity they went, we, the migrating they. Again it felt good to be birds again, at large in an alien place, no matter, the demiurgic shakedown we were caught up in, no matter. We looked on as two lovers wiped spit from their lips, ripening toward crux, toward crisis, toward chaos, having kissed, promulgating the ephemeral witness they were thereby afforded. A distillation of living, they called it. The birds were all on their phones about it, but no one batted an eye. Such exactly was the way of the realm. So as to be of a feather, we as well would not bat an eye. Bird, be my best or my better, we each intoned. Loose cloth we wore, commanding the flown ones, a flutter, the proper ones, no matter, we'd never be. Coral, we insisted it be seen as, no matter, that one eventuate many, animacy's miracle, music a kind of profligacy, but apt. It was only a meeting of the birds we were, or the birds we'd be, hummingbird to Mooney, all stripes, the strip or the stretch made of the loose-fitting cloth we wore. So wanted were we, so sage and so sought after. Many a quill went into the writing of the Book of Soul, many a plucked feather. Refried came out, rarefied, and had to be crossed out. Many a bottle of ink went dry. We looked out from the woods into Arjuna's world. A threat of reprisal stalled atop it like smoke, enmity molecular, so deep it went. The lovers with spit on their lips loomed large and stood their ground, much more than meat between dingy teeth, we now insisted, partway between proper and flown. Krishna's acolytes, black ones to be. It all had to do with it, we fell back knowing, insisting we knew as though for the first time, as good as it felt to be birds again, not to be looked at askance. It all had to do with it, the it that was all, and the all that was the it of it. A late derivative we coaxed into wholeness as we could, the birds we had become, or we would be. Not since before, when we were birds, had we had it so good, and no matter good accompanied bad, or grew out of it sometimes, we now knew. The it all had to do with leaned in like angular affection, an oblique sweetness, the lovers proved right about. Coral, we insisted it be seen as, the we'd be, no matter, a mantra now. each and every lady wore a Levi's jacket atop a sundress. Andrianette's ex's peacoat was a thing of the past, each of them thereby said. So of a feather they'd be. So as to espouse a middle truth, we were later told, many a middle truth, the soft rigor of denim had been brought into play. We insisted it be seen as coral, not that it needed our insistence, but that it behooved us, rough edge to rough edge, to sew a line. Each a bird, as in featherlight, cipher-like in what was otherwise number, a cryptographic something seen in a face or the shape of a calf, writing one could see but not read. Something seen in the slope of the nape of a neck, likewise, a Targuman whose legend one lacked. Animacy's miracle had its way with us, was what it was, the way it had of moving, like mercury, what it was. It was this, too, the birds were on their phones about. I looked on, wanting one myself, wanting a phone of my own. It was as much the phone as the bird I'd be, and ardency inside me clamored for. I was looking in, and I was looking out, a bird and a bird to be, both. Each of them and each of us was of a feather and a rare bird as well, no matter how coral it was, as well as exactly how coral it was. All we knew and all they knew was that all the birds had called a conference and they were on their phones in a conference call. Tweets, only so many words now, as well as words, only so many tweets. Could do not to know the difference. One feather flush against another, no match, all not to wrinkle a page in the book of so. It was no longer enough to say so it was or so it went, one's head secretly housed under a sundress, one's head's harvest contraband. One stood bird-headed, only partly the bird one would someday be. Toward birdness went the new chapter's title, a chapter we sat surrounding as well as a chapter we sat around in, not to be erased or written over, an ibis no matter one might be. Coral, we insisted again it was, or it would be, all of it accruing to the one yet again. All I ever wanted, we heard one of the spit-driven lovers explain, was to be at the moment's beck and call, beyond duration, beyond death. Said with the ring of a vow and a confession, one's right to break up or break down, thereby affirmed. Lyrical beauty sponsored brass recalcitrance we heard in the background music we imagined. Imaginal sounds own suzerainty, the realm we were now in, a place we had been before. The offshore brass had come ashore, it sounded like, an aspect static attended or attached itself to, sputter and spurn planted, but to be inferred, the implicate orders demur. Each of the ladies projected torque and containment. A light grace, the denim jacket lent rough and ready notes, and a Kimbo aspect pressed or implied. It all conveyed continuance, ratcheting down. Chemise, mere horizon, muted amplitude. We the about to be birds, the migrating they all the while we looked on. They were no more they than they were we. We no more we than we were they. All the mystique of who had what, no mystique. The intrigue, no intrigue. To be choral, testified as much. All the birds had called a conference and were on their phones in a conference call. We knew for sure. Soon come, surely come. Decidedly the way it would be and the way it was. Tweets were only so many words now. Words only so many tweets. Ends exactly nothing, if not memes. Retreat had me sipping wine in Rack Tavern. The horizon line cut like a knife in the distance. My body's inner jihad, a cellular war with itself. So far from the abandoned boy's beloved beach. Bodily perfection had hit like a dagger in the eye. The lady's light cotton under denim, a caution, long since no longer acted on. Chatter. I heard the swallow. I heard them all. I was a bird, or I was about to be. It wasn't that I eavesdropped. All the birds had called a conference. They were on their phones in a conference call. I was a bird, or I was about to be. I heard them all. So it was. Or so it went, lay way behind me, the charmed or enchanted circularity of it moot. Nothing would be given us, I knew, it all having to do with it, having no exit or escape. Phatic rescue, were there rescue at all. Sun. Less a bird who flew too close than a bird abdicating its feathers. A way of being more than one place at once. I was feeling the wind between my teeth and liking it. I washed it down with Sidi Brahim. Wine scoured my insides going down and when it got to my stomach. An emptiness it scrubbed and went on with. All it was was I was killing time. What it was I was waiting for the hammer to fall. A diffuse bodiliness was our only hope, I felt. Though it might, on bodilessness. Soul said to be a bird or to fly like a bird. Soul said to be gone or to have never been. It would be an all-at-once meeting, neither flesh nor feather, and all on our phones all at once, congregation, akin to or a kind of shared mind or spirit, not so remote, not so abstract. It would be all the birds having called a conference, all the birds on their phones in a conference call. We bent over, reading tracks in the dirt. A new book known as the Soon Book unfolding, we thought. Maybe less a book than a scroll. It was a back wind mood it put us in. Chicken scratch guitar had nothing on any of us. The juke band or the corral, we'd be. Zygodactyl tracks made of music we could see but not hear. We who would have been birds or were soon to be birds. We with our magnifying glasses walking around in boots. Had it not already had to do with it, it would all have to do with it. Had it already, it all had to do with it. A way it had of having its way, or the way the wind had, not a needle nor a leaf, not trembling. Thank you. had a little extra piece we would do if we hadn't run out of time. And it doesn't look like we've run out of time, so we're going to do it. Are you ready?
That's always the question.
No, you're not ready.
You're ready to be ready. No.
Dreaming in retrospect, I mourned what had gone wrong. Love's lost body, love's live water, blood tinting the sun going down on the Gold Coast, pieces of moo cast up on the sand. I watched it on the Tolu, I dreamt. The blood of back-to-school shoppers consecrated the all-white caliphate. A thin-lipped lady cop announced to the press inside the dream I dreamt. Then I saw I only dreamt I dreamt. It wasn't mine to wake up from. The Nublican nightmare. An overdub had stolen her voice. Under the sign of Mercury, it all moved. I lost track, lost count, awaiting what its wake would bring. What'll it all have been for was the question on all our tongues. The prospects of what comes to hand, offering little. All we had, though it was. I hated when Nub cuts in on our song, Itamar cried out. Nary a tree not filled with bluster, nary a tree, but this too. Bits of moo stayed on his feet as the wave broke and went back out. What will it be like? What will it be like? What will it be like, he went on, to be dead, shot down not knowing it, too quick out of the blue for knowing. Nub's never announced way of not knowing. Was it a way of not having it, the Jolly and Mr. P wondered out loud at the very same instant. Nary a tree not filled with bluster spoke to me most. The memory of shaken leaves and shaken branches, an imprint out of low forest. All our quake and shiver, it's as much as ours, issueless either way. I stood spoken to by bits and pieces when the lone coast low forest blur lifted. Movie and debris on my feet, the same as on Itamar's and everyone else's. A deaconly bass clarinet off to the side, witnessing on what of the box our heads had become, or what of the box our heads retained. Annunciative brass, I wanted mine to be. Stratospheric when and if it came to that, or when stratospheric was what was called for. Sputter, fluff, and spray, my game otherwise. A low forging donor, the bass clarinet. It was all we could do to contain ourselves. Or we couldn't contain ourselves, was all it was. A kind of roving had come over us, a ubiquitous drift whose jetsam we were, home so remote, Movia barely began to say it. To be was not to be anymore. Was it Nub's way not of unknowing, but of not knowing? A need not to see itself, we wondered, see through itself. A need to be dark to itself. We wonder, and Sister C asked it out loud, brushing debris from her feet. Our Lady of sea wrack, were there one, undular particular remains of moo everywhere to be rid of. Drift and disturbance were all one could feel from one unknown to another. A certain direness and direction they brought ushered us along. Aberrant life under the realty press's rule. Better to have elected Lester Young. Nub, only molecules now. So much better to have moved away. The pores of our skin seem to be doing so.
One more round of applause for Mom. I want to remind you that books are for sale and CDs are for sale. And if you applaud extra loud, you might convince them to sign. So do that. Thank you. Thanks, Nate.